Take a look at the Billboard R&B chart, and you'll find Destiny's Child, Alicia Keys, and Keisha Cole at the top of the list. Although their brand of R&B is modern, the influence of old-school soul is unmistakable. Commentator Garth Trinidad says, "Even in music, what's old is new again."
You're listening to the sounds of Van Hunt. He's a prime example of what the music industry has dubbed urban alternative. But I'm here to tell you there is nothing new under the sun, including this so-called new movement in the black music diaspora. It's only new on the radar screen of the music industry, hence its labeling by media and press as urban alternative. In other words, urban but different. Not sounding like what current hip-hop, rhythm and blues, rock, pop is supposed to sound like according to major recording labels and terrestrial radio station networks. You may remember that key moment in 2000 when Jill Scott's first release called Who Is Jill Scott was regarded as outside the box by industry standards. The album reached platinum status with minimal support from commercial media outlets. It actually took the album's notable grassroots success to be recognized as commercially viable for radio and video spins. In 2003, Outkast released their seminal double album, Speaker Box, The Love Below. Now, Big Boi and Andre 3000 are known as a groundbreaking duo in general, but it was Andre's Love Below portion that went completely against the grain. He became an unfamiliar creature in hip-hop land, with a seductive and irresistible sound that shook minds, behinds, and music industry boardrooms just enough to inspire talk of a new music movement. We who cherish music history know that this is nothing new. Perhaps renewed is the idea. Remember the late 90s when The Roots, D'Angelo, and Erykah Badu gave birth to the short-lived hype of neo-soul? Or the early 90s, when artists like Tony, Soul to Soul, and Michelle Ndege Ocello could be heard on commercial radio and seen on MTV? Track back further to the progressive awe of Prince, Parliament, Isaac Hayes, and Stax. We can go so much further, but the idea is there. Nothing new. These days, so-called urban alternative artists include the Neptunes NERD Project, Khalees, Flowetry, with independent rising stars like the Platinum Pied Pipers and the Sa-Rock Creative Partners, and a plethora of others, making music as their hearts desire. In 2003, the Grammy Awards created the urban alternative category that yours truly sits on the voting board for. The new category seeks to include artists whose style and format don't fit into the usual boxes. This may include artists that edge along the electronic and dance genres, rock and pop as well, but would be awkward next to artists that now shape an industry standard that dominates the charts. So here's to progress, even if it does move in cycles.
Garth Trinidad hosts the radio music program Chocolate City on LA member station KCRW.